Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance, and by Leidos, practical answers for a complicated world.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pete Medhurst, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine.
Standard formation, tight formation for the Mids. Perry in motion, AB to throw. Looking down the middle, Carmona! Checkerboard end zone! Touchdown, Navy! Ken Niumatalolo is sprinting in the other direction down to the 30-yard line! Oh, what a delivery by Zach AB! It's Bedlam here in Annapolis! With 15 seconds to go, the Mids have retaken the lead.
Zach Abey getting it done for the Midshipmen in a big spot as they rally to beat Air Force after leading for most of the game. Dramatic victory on to Memphis this week. We'll preview it with Ken Niumatalolo, offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, and defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. It's all straight ahead for Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network.
11 states, 13 institutions, some of the nation's largest markets. There is power in our size. Over 360,000 students, 2.6 million alumni. Their influence is power. And 21 championship caliber sports. We compete with power that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Look at that mouth, that poor parched mouth. What'd you eat for lunch? Chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables were dry heaves? Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah. You know your mouth wants you to. Do the Dew.
You know you're in the market for a new car when... Or when... And definitely when...
Congratulations on the twins!
Luckily, when it comes to auto loans, Navy Federal Credit Union offers competitive rates, a pre-approval check, and up to 100% financing. So when you know you're ready for a better, Navy Federal is ready to help. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Tigers in Memphis with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. You knew when you got in the league that, you know, these marquees, each and every week, there was going to be a big name up there and a pretty stout foe. How do you ramp down from, obviously, an emotional and important program victory to getting guys back focused on now a conference game that obviously means so much here as you try to reach your goals?
Well, it's going to be hard, Pete, because, you know, you're coming off the euphoria of, you know, a huge win. But we have to move on, you know, and I know people outside are still patting our guys on the back and telling them great game, but we can't listen to that. We have to move on. If we don't, we're going to get embarrassed by, you know, a really, really good football team.
Galvanizing moment for your program and maybe for your quarterback who, you know, still learning week by week here. Maybe that one galvanizing moment for him finally on Saturday leading that final drive.
You know, there's the drive by John Elway, you know, but for Navy football, that might be considered the drive. You know what I mean? And Zach let us down with great composure and, you know, threw some awesome, you know, balls. And, you know, we're just really proud of him coming into his own.
You guys practice it. We see it out there on the practice field. But it's maybe in-game, the two-minute offense, maybe the hardest thing to simulate because in addition to having to execute, you're talking about the pressure, having to be poised and all the other stuff. that's really not present on the practice field. No matter how much you got the clock running, the music and the noise and everything like that, that's the hardest thing to simulate. Thoughts on how near flawless they were going 11 plays, 75 yards in a minute and 38 seconds.
The players were tremendous. The plays that Ivan called were phenomenal plays, and our players executed it. You know, it's like you said, it's a lot of pressure on our players and the coaches. You know what I mean? You're making split-second decisions when you're there. Do you call a timeout? Do you save them? You know, there are things that are just happening at that time. Wait a minute, just in case we want to run the ball, just keep a couple timeouts because we're a running team. I mean, these things are happening split-second. And so there's a lot of things, like you said, that happen. And I thought our players and Coach Jasper and offensive staff were phenomenal.
You put on the tape this week. You've seen this movie before. I mean, it's the same cast of characters as last year. Mr. Ferguson, Mr. Miller, perhaps as good a combination as there is in the league right now. Thoughts on seeing what Mike and company are doing second time around now at Memphis?
Yeah, I got a tremendous amount of respect for Mike Norvell. I mean, I've gotten to know him in our conference meetings, and he's a smart dude. He's a great, great man, and he's a really good football coach. And so what he's doing with this program, how he's put Riley Ferguson and their offense in position to be successful, how he's put their program in position to be successful, doesn't surprise you. And, you know, they're so explosive on offense. Defensively, you know, got a lot of good players, you know, doing a lot of good things. They play hard. And this is going to be a tough, tough matchup.
Do you have to address or at least talk with your team about, you know, once somebody sticks a number next to your name, there's even that much more focus, and you become everybody's target at that point because they want to have that number attached to their name. Maybe a little more focus on your team and a target this week?
Definitely, Pete. Those are things you have to talk about. You have to talk about coming off a big win to move on. You know, how many times have you seen that in sports? You know, a team has a big win and they lose the next game. And, you know, it's human nature to, you know, kind of bask in the glory a little bit and enjoy yourself. And we have to find a way to move on.
Finally, I know there were obviously a lot of loyal supporters and people who were there on Saturday, but when you have a record crowd, there's probably some people in there that were sampling Navy football for the first time. To deliver that kind of excitement, that kind of performance, how important was that on Saturday to play like that and have that kind of outcome in front of that record crowd?
I think probably a real poignant moment for me is after the game. You know, our players aren't taking a knee right in front of me. Behind them are former players, a part of the Brotherhood that all came back for the game. And to the right are recruits, respective student athletes. And so to see that those three groups in there, to see that what this program is all about, you don't need a big speech to give to them.
Right.
They saw with their own two eyes what we're about. And they see it there to see our team and to see our players come back. Those guys can sense that, you know, the Brotherhood's real.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy's head coach Kenny Amatalolo is the Mids beat Air Force and now position themselves to try and win the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. And, of course, all their goals still in play now because of that victory. This week, it's back to trying to win the American Athletic Conference Western Division as they take on the Memphis Tigers. Joe Miller, Coach Tom O'Brien, Tim Murray, yours truly on the air at 2:45 Eastern on Saturday. Back with more in a moment on the Navy Sports Network.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for a trip to Memphis with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. All right, you unveil a new offense, but your guys still have to go out and execute it. As we were talking, you said you had a good week of practice, but could you have ever imagined that your guys would be that efficient running what you all taught them?
Well, that was the plan, and I'm happy that it turned out that way. We felt pretty good about our plan. We knew it could help us. That was the main thing, help us and just kind of give them something different to look at. We worked on it. You know, our kids believed in it, you know, and we had confidence in it. Just a matter of going out there and putting that product on the field and seeing what happened. But definitely pleased with the results. Our kids played hard, you know, and again, we didn't think it'd be 471 yards worth, but it definitely was, and we'll definitely take it.
How hard is it to, because what you all do on a regular basis is so good, mm-hmm. but I think anybody that's watched you all long enough mm-hmm. to know, they know how much you all have evolved mm-hmm. within the triple as well.
Yes.
Is it easy to have an idea like this that's, as you and Coach have talked about, you know, hey, let's go visit some other people. Let's see what they're doing, and there's maybe if there's something there that can help us. Mm-hmm. How hard is it to
implement that into something that is already a pretty good thing.
Exactly. I mean, it's hard to try to find that balance. And again, like Coach Nima said, we've been doing this for a while, getting in the gun, doing some different things. The key to it was making sure that it fit us. We weren't trying to be too cute and trying to get away from what we do under center or from our mentality. Come mm-hmm. out of football being physical. That was the most concerning thing about it was, will this hurt our mentality? And to come to find out, it didn't. We made sure that, you know, it was still the mentality of coming off the football, being physical up front and hitting people in the mouth. And again, it held true, you know, last Saturday. And hopefully, as we go on the season, it'll stay that way.
Everybody knew, at least within this building, that Malcolm Perry could do very special things when he has the football.
Yes.
Nothing better to set the tone than a 91-yard run during the course of that football game. But again, what is it about him? And I'm sure, to you all, he's just scratching the surface of what he can be for this football team. But why are we starting to see that now on a week-by-week basis? We're seeing more and more of number 10.
He's obviously getting more and more comfortable. And again, last year, you know, even when he came in to the bowl game, one play, touchdown.
Right.
The kid is special. And the thing about it is, he's a complete football player. The thing that concerns us about Malcolm is that he's such a good blocker. I mean, he's not afraid to go in on the linebacker, who's probably 20 pounds heavier than him, and he'll bring it now. And one time in the Tulsa game, he kind of put his shoulder hanging to the ground. We were like holding our breath, you know.
Of course.
But he's such a great football player. And the good thing about him, he's a quiet kid, but he's playing. He's not having to think, you know, much. Just be an athlete. You know, we're putting that kid in positions where he can be successful. Hey, Malcolm, we're going to give you the ball here, my man. Go out and do your thing, you know. So when kids are, you know, have that much freedom to go out and just play and be an athlete, it definitely helps them.
You can practice it 100 times, and you all do it, obviously, weekly here. We see it all the time. But until you get in the game and run your two-minute offense, you know, you really, it's hard to simulate the pressure, the tension,
yes,
all of the little details, you all getting plays in and out and things of that nature under a real situation. Could you have executed that drive any better? The fourth down throw by Zach outside the numbers is terrific. Could you all have executed any better? I mean, it's 11 plays, 75 yards. And as people say, the triple can't score quickly. Right. You scored in a minute and 38 seconds.
Well, you know, going into that drive, the good thing about it is we were able to go no huddle because we do that. That was the key to it, I think, was being able to go no huddle and be able to call plays at the line of scrimmage and go back to what we've been doing for years. Our kids are used to that. Not just a matter of the time, how much time we had left and our timeouts. We could still run our offense. We could still stick a run play in there somewhere, you know. So having all those factors in that drive definitely helped us. But the kids just play smart. They felt confident. You know, and the key thing was to keep the ball towards the sideline. Barn did a great job on both his runs, was getting his butt out of bounds, saving those timeouts for us. And Zach stepped up big time. He stepped up big time. You know, the fourth down throw to Cologne was probably the best that he's thrown all year. And I will say this, earlier in the game, he had Cologne on the corner route. He had been throwing great all week long. Really, for the past 2 weeks, his best throw has been the corner route. And when he had Cologne early in the game, he kind of underthrew it. I was surprised by that. He had threw that ball so well the whole 2 weeks before that. But when it counted, he made a great throw on the run, on the move, laid right in there. But then kept driving the ball. We had 3rd and 6. High gets a first down, and we make two throws. The one, Cologne, shit, mommy, close, but Cologne should have had that throw. But they come right back, ice water in his veins, and hit Carmona for a touchdown, my man. Doesn't get any better than that.
You can coach things in the room. Mm-hmm. You can coach things on the field. But poise under pressure like that, it's something that's almost got to come from within. Mm-hmm. And he seems now, you can tell, from a leadership standpoint, it's just all reactionary out there now. Early in the season, maybe there was still a little mechanical in him.
Yes.
But right now, he seems to be all boom, 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 and in charge of what's happening.
It's all about confidence. And that was my word that I gave Zach in camp. I said, my man, my word for you is confidence. Because once you get it, once it clicks on for you, you're going to be a pretty good football player. And I'll tell you one thing, too, about the last drive. The touchdown to Carmona was supposed to be a triple option play action route. He was supposed to dive the fullback. And then I said, Coach, I just wanted to get back. I know their pressure. He said, I didn't think it would have mattered if I had a fake. He said, Coach, I just got back and threw it. And that was, to hear him say that in that situation, I was like, wow, he's getting there. You know, so just know, hey, forget the fake. Let me get back because they're going to bring pressure. Let me get back and set my feet. He wasted no time. Got back, hit his fifth step. There was no hitch. Turn the ball loose for a touchdown. And that was awesome to see.
For you all now, you know, as you have the euphoria of the Air Force win.
Yes.
Got to get back into conference play
yes.
now. Is it hard to ramp everybody back down to try and ramp them back up for what you have to do Saturday on the road?
It's so scary, you know, these kind of games, man. When you win a game like that and then have to come back for a conference game against a team who's going to be – it's going to be a flames going
sure.
That stadium come Saturday. They're 4-1. They've got a ranked team coming in, you know, that's beating them 2 years in a row. They're going to be ready to play for us. You know, so and we told our guys, you know, the highs are high, the lows are low, you know, so we can go from the highest of the highest to the lowest real, real fast. So to pull them back in, it's definitely going to be a job for us this week and just try to reel them back in and keep them grounded, keep them focused, keep them humble. But it's just a job we got to go out there and get done.
Unbelievable thrill for me to sit down there in the tunnel the other day to see Jaron sitting there and to sit right next to him before you guys came in. But was this maybe the first time you've had a sense almost of comfort and conviction because you could walk in that tunnel and he was there with you and in the stadium with you while you did your business on Saturday?
It was some normalcy finally returned, you know. Well, first of all, I was looking for him out there because normally he sits, like, soon got the bus, he sits right there. The first term he made, I didn't see him. I was like, where is he at, you know? So where he was kind of surprised me. So it really threw me off to walk right into the locker room and he's sitting there. So it was definitely an emotional moment. Oh, man, it was so sweet. It was the sweetest moment that I've had in a very, very long time. And to win that football game, my man, on that day, man, I had a great weekend.
No doubt. As always, a pleasure. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
So good to hear him laugh. So good to see him smile. So good to see his kid back at home. Unbelievable what Ivan Jasper has accomplished this football season, not only as a coach, just as a human being and everything that he's been through. Great to see you home, Jaron, and can't wait to see you at the stadium again as we did on Saturday. We'll come back with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, how they'll stop that vaunted Memphis offensive attack. We'll talk about that when we return on the Navy Sports Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
I was at work, but I get this phone call. And on the other end is my daughter. She's crying.
Our 18-year-old is in an accident. When I call USAA, it was that voice asking me, is your daughter okay? That's where I felt relief.
It actually helped to know that somebody else cared and wanted to make sure that I was okay. That was really great.
The experience with USAA was very focused on family.
USAA took care of her car rental and getting her car towed. All I had to take care of was making sure that my daughter was okay. So to me, that was just wonderful.
We're the Rivera family, and we will be with USAA for life.
USAA, we know what it means to serve. Call today to talk about your insurance needs. 800-531-USAA.
Member paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Get to B-Dub's best seat in the house on Mondays for your chance to win transportation for you and five friends to and from B-Dub's, $100 in free food, and your chance to win tickets to a local pro football home game or a VIP big game viewing party for two in Las Vegas. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, one entry per person per week only, and must be present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Columbia, Laurel, and Bowie. You have to be here.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Tigers of Memphis with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. All right, you go from Mr. Werthmann and his running offense with a few passes sprinkled in there to Riley Ferguson and Anthony Miller. Can you have a more drastic change from 1 week to the next in terms of what you have to prepare for this week?
No, not really. That's a pretty big jump. You know, Riley Ferguson is probably an NFL caliber quarterback. Anthony Miller catches everything, really good receiver, and he's not their only one. They've got Mayhew, I think his name is a really, really good receiver. They've got two or three other guys that can run good routes, so they're loaded, good running backs. Offensive line is, I think, much improved over last year, so they're a really good offensive team.
Obviously, with what they do,
you know, how key is it to, at minimum, just get Ferguson off his mark a little bit, where he can't just get back there, plant, boom, get it out with a lot of the timing stuff that they like to do?
Yeah, that'll be key to the game. Anybody that's as good as he is, you have to do something to get him thinking about either the blitz or the zone, or if they can just, you know, catch the ball and look around and throw it, it'll be a long day.
We were talking about Miller. Is there a danger at times of becoming so consumed with him that at times you do, I don't want to say from a preparation standpoint, you don't forget about them, but during the course of a game, everybody gets so consumed looking where number three is that you sometimes lose focus, and we've seen that happen with some of their, as you mentioned, the other quality receivers. Is there a danger of that in game?
Yeah, I think without a doubt. You know, we try to decide, okay, who do we want to match who up on, and I don't know that there's any good matchup. So yeah, you can't put all your focus on him. They've got five or six receivers that can beat you. You know, you have to be honest, and they'll know if you're doubling him, somebody else is, you know, got somebody on them that they can beat. So we're going to have to be real smart on how we try to take their guys away. But, yeah.
They're not allergic to running the football either. I mean, they've got talent at that running back spot. They seem very, I don't say judicious about it, but they do seem, Mike's got a great feel as a play caller for when they can utilize that running game within what they do. Because, you know, Henderson, terrific. I mean, they've got guys that can run the football. Obviously, getting that stopped will be a key as well.
Yeah, they do a really nice job of running the ball. In fact, I think they would rather run the ball and to set up the pass,
sure,
which is a little different than some of them. The running back that we played last year has half the carries of two other guys that were younger. So, you know, I thought and I can't remember his name, he was number 28. Was, I thought, a really, really good running back. And, again, he's got half the carries of the two young guys that are ahead of him. So that tells you what kind of running backs they are.
How hard is it to ramp down from what you were preparing for last week to get guys focused on something else and now obviously take 4 or 5 days to get ready for something that's so different?
Well, luckily we played more teams like this than the option. It'll be a little rusty today, I would imagine, just trying to get transferred over and getting back to going vertical rather than lateral and the coverage aspects of it. But, you know, hopefully we can make a fast transition.
Through five games, you know, how have you seen your defense play and thoughts on the way they've done their work?
I think they've been pretty focused. They've tried to improve each week. I think we're getting better each week. You know, I think we've had points in games where we were playing spectacular, and we've had points in games where we were not playing very well. So I don't think we've played a complete game yet, and this week we're going to have to.
You knew what you had in Palmore, but do you see maybe more confidence rising in guys like Jerry and Justin in the role that they're being asked to play? I mean, obviously Jerry came up with a huge hit that creates a turnover the other day, and you know you're going to need that kind of effort coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I've been really happy with Jerry. I mean, he's really focused. He's disciplined himself to do the things we're asking him to do. You know, he's becoming better and better at man coverage. I'm very excited about both of them. I think they've added a lot to the defense. You know, they're both real excitable guys. They've kind of got that outgoing personality, and you need a little bit of that on defense.
All right, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
All right, thanks.
Defensive coordinator Dale Pearson and company trying to stop Riley Ferguson, Anthony Miller, and that Memphis offense coming up this week. Tim Murray gets us going at 2 o'clock. We'll have a 45-minute long pregame show, if you prefer. Network pregame at 2:45 and the kickoff at 3:45 Eastern from Memphis on Saturday. Back to wrap things up on the Navy Sports Magazine, Navy Radio Network. And welcome back. Tuesday night, a big, big night again for the Navy volleyball team, undefeated 7-0 now in Patriot League play, with Army coming up this weekend. A lot of Navy teams headed to West Point for competition this weekend, women's soccer as well. And as always, to keep up with all 33 varsity sports at the United States Naval Academy, your one-stop shop for everything, not only sports information, but those great Under Armour souvenirs. So you can get all of that taken care of by going to Navy Sports.com. NavyFootballFans.com. Also, a reminder to good folks at the Naval Academy Business Services Division, the official retailer of the Brigade of Midshipmen. All profits earned fund club sports, extracurricular activities, and other quality of life events critical in developing midshipmen into our nation's future leaders. Come shop and dine at the Naval Academy and support the Brigade. For more information, go to the Naval Academy Visitors Center or log on to usnabsd.com. Until next week, our thanks to Bill Usby for his technical assistance as always. I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Boeing, proud to support the Navy football team. Go Navy! And by Constellation, America's energy choice.